They went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching the disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they went to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." You can't be the best Christian. You can't even be a great Christian. Because to be those things, you have to be comparing yourself to others, or other people have to be comparing you to other people. And that doesn't work in God's kingdom. Humility isn't thinking that everyone is better than you. Humility is being happy with who you are and what you have, so you don't lord it over others with less, and you don't want to take away from others with more. Jesus said that whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant to all. But to do that, you have to try and be the last, which means you're trying to be the best last, which then makes you first, not last. It's very confusing. So instead of trying to do the impossible, do the possible, which can be something as simple as giving someone a cup of water.